From Isaiah 29, Stay yourselves in wonder, cry ye out, and cry, they are drunken, but not with wine. They stagger, but not with strong drink. For the Lord hath poured out upon you the spirit of deep sleep, and hath closed your eyes. The prophets and your rulers, the seers, hath he covered. And the vision of all this is become unto you as the words of a book that is sealed, which men deliver to one that is learned, saying, Read this, I pray thee. And he saith, I cannot, for it is sealed. And the book is delivered to him that is not learned, saying, Read this, I pray thee. And he saith, I am not learned. Wherefore the Lord saith, Forsomuch as this people draw near me with their mouth, and with their lips do honor me, but have removed their heart far from me, and their fear toward me is taught by the precept, the commands of men. The entirety of the nation is plagued. From the highest to the lowest, there are none who want to be held to the fire by being held accountable, and so with hypocrisy, lip service, willful sins, and hardness of hearts, they separate themselves from God. In Matthew 15, Jesus says, You hypocrites! Isaiah was right when he prophesied about you. These people honor me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me. They worship me in vain, and their teachings are but rules taught by men. We would hear those same words today were there a prophet to speak them to us. This is the ongoing battle within the hearts of men to serve God and submit to His ways. It is the battle that will claim many who call themselves Christians, and yet they know not the God of the Bible nor His Christ. The following were 16 reasons for Judah's destruction: producing the wrong kind of fruit, oppression of the poor, covetousness, drunkenness, pleasures of sin, no regard for God's word, no consideration for his cause, willful ignorance, prideful and boastfulness, multiple sins, defiance of God, deadened and seared conscience, pride and conceit, drunken judges that justified the wicked and condemned the righteous, and casting away the law of God and despising the word of God. When we look at these and are truthful with the conditions of the world and specifically our nation today, we find that these same have come to us in fullness of force and without shame. What was once hidden is now being uncovered. And we are being made fully aware of the condition of this nation, of the people that walk her streets, drive her roads, who sit in the houses, who school in the neighborhoods, who come together to worship, and who lack the ability to say no when things are called wrongs are called right and rights are taken away, a people in a deep sleep. We must ask ourselves, what does our current day look like compared to the journey that Israel took for her disobedience towards God? Isaiah 29:14. Therefore, behold, I will proceed to do a marvelous work among this people, even a marvelous work and a wonder, for the wisdom of their wise men shall perish, and the understanding of their prudent men shall be his. This passage is a proclamation of the coming Messiah. God will send someone who alone is able to do what no other can. Men can make trouble for themselves, but they cannot redeem themselves from it. Only the Lord can adjust, correct, renew, and forgive all things. Messiah, Jesus, can do for a man what he cannot do for himself, set him free, and breathe life into him. In Deuteronomy 30:11, Now what I am commanding you today is not too difficult for you or beyond your reach. Deuteronomy 30:15-16, See, I set before you today life and prosperity, death and destruction. For I command you today to love the Lord your God, to walk in his ways, and to keep his commands, decrees, and laws. Then you will live and increase, and the Lord your God will bless you in the land you are entering to possess. And from 1 Corinthians 1:18-20a, For the message of the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing, but to us who are being saved it is the power of God. For it is written, I will destroy the wisdom of the wise, the intelligence of the intelligent I will frustrate. Where is the wise man? Jesus will either bring life to a man who is willing to accept him and his word, or the man's death will be confirmed by the hardening of his heart towards God. again in Deuteronomy 30, but if your heart turns away and you are not obedient, and if you are drawn away to bow down to other gods and to worship them, I declare to you this day that you will certainly be destroyed, and you will not live long in the land you are crossing the Jordan to enter and to possess. In Isaiah 29:15, woe unto them that seek deep to hide their counsel from the Lord, and their works are in the dark, and they say, who seeth us, and who knoweth us? The hypocrite, one who intentionally deceives, attempts to deceive both God and man. They lie to themselves, believing God does not see, and they verify that man is easily deceived by their lies of peace and security that the man buys into. The power of God is denied, but to men the appearance of faithfulness is made known. Isaiah 29:16, surely your timing of turning of things upside down shall be esteemed as the potter's clay. For shall the work say of them that made it, he made me not? Or shall the thing framed say of him that framed it, he has no understanding? Turning things upside down does not make them right. In fact, it opens the door of opportunity for more people to be drawn down into the pit because they have believed in a lie. Look today. With the beginning of the sexual revolution, we watched and made concessions to the group that claimed to be homosexual or lesbian. But we didn't stop there. No, we then had a very small group of people determined that same-sex marriages were to be the law of the land. And now today it has become totally unacceptable to refuse to attend that same union or bring a gift celebrating it. We then opened up the gates to allow access to insurance, where everyone then became responsible for paying for their sexual immorality. Well, you say, why stop there? As the alphabet soup was being mixed up, they just kept adding more and more labels, pronouns, false identifications, and perverse actions. These to a people who don't want to deal with real life and real life issues. Today we find, because of the concessions made to groups A, B, and C, and so on, that the laws that were once held in the land have now themselves become more of guidelines rather than set laws, and that each incident, as it appears, has no set precedent, but can be determined by skin color, race, political, and religious beliefs. It's where we are today. The country that we live in, the leaders we've put into office, by our arrogance and feigning ignorance, and by our hypocritical positions, we may see the death of a nation where chaos rules and evil and wickedness reigns. Peace and security now gone. Rights have been surrendered. Privacy on every level has been invaded. And yet we are told to remain calm and continue doing the things that we're doing, because everything that is being done is for our safety and our protection. We are, after all, in good hands, they tell us. It's in the end that hypocrisy and arrogance will be our downfall. The arrogance to believe that another has our best interest at heart is foolishness on our part. Everyone has a motive. Do you ever ask yourself why people who enter Congress never leave as they came? And I don't mean by what they've learned, but by the size of their portfolio. Sin will overcome those with the best of intentions if they are not rooted and grounded in the word of the Lord. Arrogance is a covering for pride in men, and this gives them the false power to project and to determine to lead one another by hook. And with the false prophecies that they proclaim, they encourage those who believe in them to have no fear in God, for there is no fear of him in them. The only person that you will see who stands for truth, that never falters when matters of righteousness arise, the person who will call evil what it is evil, is the person who is led by the Holy Spirit. This person knows that there is nothing that God does not see or hear, and that there is nothing that is hidden so deeply that it can't be found. He doesn't fool himself into believing that he can change himself or that he can change the hearts of other men. No, this person finds their strength in the word of the Lord. He finds his instructions to live the life given him in the word of the Lord. And he sets out to do no harm, but to help another who is in need, comfort the lonely, sit and grieve with the sorrowful, to share his heart, not to show he cares, but to live in the moment with that person with whom he brings comfort by his representation of the Lord. In this is it is not only that he cares, but that by his love he has left everything else behind, and in that moment his is to continue the work of the Lord. He does not come with alternate cause. No intent to increase himself by taking advantage of or stirring another in a wrong direction, but in being there to actually and faithfully help. It is when following a hypocrite that one will be led to despair, depression, dependence, and death. Love will not cover the truth but expose it. Love will not harm but heal. Love will not kill but give life. And love will at times offend, it will hurt, but it will always see you through to the other side of your suffering. If you hear the Lord's voice today, do not harden your hearts, but repent and return to the Lord and awake from your slumber. Maranatha.